the episode, we'll probably just talk. Let me see. Let me make sure everything is working correctly. Well, how are you doing? Dude, the sweat.
You gonna answer that?
No. I'm just gonna send them a text. Unless it's like something super important or something. Okay, we're good. What's up? It's Weekend Weebs, episode 45, September 26, 2023. I'm Alonzo. I'm a co-host, Jason, here with me, and he's got some breaking news for me that I did not know. So, what are you saying?
Yeah, Zom is indefinitely on hiatus.
What do you mean by that?
Like, it's on hiatus. It's indefinite hiatus. They don't know when it's going to come back.
What? Psalm 100 goes on. Definite hiatus after mountain of delays. What? There's only 3 episodes left.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I mean, we kind of talked about this when they delayed the other 2 episodes. I thought everything was already done. I didn't think they like produced while the schedule, you get what I'm saying? Like while this show was in season.
Yeah.
I thought they did everything out of season and then the episodes were just ready to be released at said time.
But that's what I thought too.
I guess not. Cause most of the time when there's a hiatus or something, it's based on like, you know, a holiday in Japan. You know, like it'll be like, oh, 1 week hiatus for because there's a holiday out or something like that. But I don't know.
Well, that is troubling news. I can't say that I am surprised by how this season has been going. Like you said, there's been tons of delays. Probably like 3 or 4 different episode delays, and now going on indefinite hiatus. I don't know. We don't know how long it'll be gone, but definitely disappointing, I'll say, because I like the show and I think it's been good the whole time. It's just had trouble with delays. So yeah, that's all I got to say. I don't know who produces them. Or what studio it is. I don't know why they're having so much trouble. But hopefully it's back in the next like couple weeks, I would hope. This whole season has just had a lot of delays with Jujutsu having the 3-week delay.
That wasn't really a delay. That was just like a
it was a delay of some kind.
Oh yeah, yeah. But it wasn't like abrupt surprise delay. Like we knew this was gonna happen from the start.
Yeah, it was planned. I don't know how anime companies do it, honestly. Like, I don't, if a show isn't continuous, if it's just like a seasonal show, I don't know how that works. Like, Jujutsu, then it was like 4 years in between the seasons. But, like, that's why I don't get why there needs to be a 3-week delay if everything... I feel like everything should be done, but I don't know how stuff works over there. Because maybe they don't. Maybe they do it weekly. I don't know. But yeah. Whatever. It's all good. Let's talk about the JJK episode, since today was a big week for JJK.
Yeah, we were both very wrong.
What do you mean?
You said he was going to kill people. Like
I did say that.
And I said, I don't think he'll want to, but he might realize he has to, and it might happen. But he put the safety of non-sorcerers ahead of the safety of, I guess you could say himself.
Yeah.
And he only used his domain for like 0.2 seconds to be a distraction.
Right. Wasn't it like 5 minutes or something?
He used it for 0.2 seconds, but it took him 5 minutes, 300 seconds to kill 1,000 transfigured humans.
Okay. So he uses it, goes around, slices all their heads off, and then I forget the reasoning, why didn't he kill the main curses?
Oh, he was saying it would take longer than the amount of time he used his domain, and he was like, if he used it for longer than that, all the regular people would die, possibly, because they're inside of it for too long.
Okay. I thought he said it had something to do with them waking up or something, or the chances of them waking up. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. And then some other things that I have to fix because we talked about it last
filler.
Week.
Yeah, we talked it about it. Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't filler. They just
it was just out of sync with the manga. So she does do her crows and map it out, and Yuji does fight the grasshopper curse. So that's all canon.
It just wasn't bad.
It just was bad to Jason. That's
yeah.
I was surprised. I was reading, and I was like, okay, let's look at this episode through the manga, and then I see this, and I'm like, whoa, what? This isn't filler. It's just out of sync. I don't know why they're doing stuff out of sync, though. Maybe
I
just
mean,
for...
These don't really matter, like, what order you do these in, because... I mean, after he kills this thing, they're on their way to get to Gojo, and then Gojo's sealed already. He gets the, you know, the message. So it's like, they could have showed it either way. It didn't really change much. I'm pretty sure these two things happen simultaneously.
Yeah.
In relative time to the show.
Well, at least we know it was, excuse me, at least we know it's canon. Let's see what else we had here. And that was about it. Right, it's just
yeah.
Well, this is the same episode where he like killed Hanami, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we had the ghetto reveal, but it wasn't really a reveal to us at this point. But
yeah, I mean, I kind of already knew.
Well, you used old man.
I didn't even get spoiled. Yeah, I told you, I didn't even get spoiled. I knew from like, I just thought it wasn't him, like always, and then. I got it confirmed through another source, but I originally thought that wasn't him anyway, because why would he be working with, you know, like curses?
I didn't know either, but I just appreciate that now I know that it was supposed to be a surprise. Because I saw it and I was like, okay, yeah, this, because I feel like it wasn't just you and me, I feel like it was a lot of people who are like reading the manga too, who forgot the placement of the reveal of that. And like a lot of anime only people I saw, they did actually like not know that that wasn't ghetto.
Yeah, I saw that too, but
so I
don't know, I just felt like it wasn't him ever since the movie ended. I mean, obviously, they didn't show the body. I mean, he explained because Gojo, being Gojo, for whatever reason, didn't have his body disposed of properly. He just let it... I don't know what he did with it. Maybe he buried it himself, and then that allowed the brain curse to find his body and put his brain inside his body, and now he can use all his capabilities.
Right. I think it was because he didn't have Shoko dispose of it. I guess maybe because he didn't want her to see ghetto like that, maybe. Who knows? They don't say why. How'd you feel about it? I thought the animation was great this episode.
No, the animation was good. They thought they had him stumped by using the simple domain to like squeeze his infinite and neutralize it. But he was like, you doing this is just making me have to make it stronger. And then that's when he just walked into Hanami and splatted her like a bug on the wall, which was like crazy. And then he's like, all right, you're next. And then he was going to go get the volcano dude. But then he was like, yeah, I can't fight up close. I have to just run and stay in the, you know, in the crowd. And then he was talking to the blood dude, like, why aren't you helping? Like, do I need to kill you? Because you're not helping us right now. You're just sitting in the crowd, not doing anything. And they were both trying to like bombard him
Ain't that always attacks. How it is in the trios, though? It's always that one guy. It's like in the back sniping.
So he was in the crowd. Everybody was just around, and they were like throwing, like killing the civilians and trying to get to him. And then they gave him, they pretty much did, they set it up like this on purpose because Fake Ghetto, I know his name. Do you mind if I say his name?
Yeah, I know his name.
It's not really a spoiler, like for anybody listening, because I mean, they showed that he's not real. I'll just tell you his name. It's Kenjaku. Kenjaku was basically like, Ghetto, or not Ghetto, Gojo will use his domain, his domain expansion, if it's at the cost of, if the sacrifice is minimal. But once it reaches a certain amount, then it becomes too extreme for him to view that sacrifice as okay. And then that's when they drop more, you know, regular people from the ceiling, because after the, you know, like Hanami sealed it with wood. But then they unsealed it, and then a bunch of humans fell down, so it increased the total number of, like, innocent bystanders around. And he was like, alright, this is, like, he would be okay with it, but he's, like, he's okay with people dying, but he's not okay with people dying by him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he was like, at a certain point, it just got too extreme. And they're like, this is our trump card. And then he still opened his domain, and I was like, oh, he's still gonna do it. He doesn't give a fuck. And I was like, yes. Yes.
Yes. I like Crazy Gojo. I think he's very entertaining.
I was like, he's like, because they were saying if it was Yuji definitely wouldn't do it, like, no question. But
yeah, Gojo, that's what Mahito thought.
Yeah, he was like, Gojo, he'll think about it. He would do it unless it's too extreme. And so it got too extreme, and he opened his domain.
And I'm pretty sure Gojo also said, like, what did he say? Like, in his head, like, some of the people, like, you may die, but, like, I will at least, like, exercise these curses. I think he said something like that.
That's what he was saying, yeah. But then they drop more people down, and he was like, ah, damn. I can't do that. And so, I low-key need to go back and watch exactly what happened, but I'm pretty sure he bluffed his domain expansion. Like, he did it, but then he closed it right away. Because he wasn't still in it. Like, he opened it and then closed it. And then that made them, because they were like, what is going on? Like, what happened? And then they also said that regular people he only did it for 0.2 seconds because he felt like that was the amount a normal person could withstand. And everybody, it was like the closest people in proximity went 2 months without being able to move, or like they couldn't talk and stuff. Like, they were basically riddled completely. Basically in like a coma or a vegetational or a vegetable state. Like, they couldn't do anything for 2 months, and then they went back to normal after. And that's only 0.2 seconds because they got like six or like, what did it say? Like half a year's worth of time.
It was half a year.
Yeah. In 2 seconds that was just running through their brain. So that was kind of crazy.
That's low key the time chamber.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball.
Yeah, the hyperbolic time chamber. And so that was pretty cool. I do need to go back because I don't know, because it said he only used it for 0.2 seconds, and then he was like, he killed all the like 1,000 transfigured humans in 300
seconds. I thought it was
seconds.
Like 299 seconds.
Like 299 seconds?
That's what I remember. Like 200, he used it for 299 seconds, I thought. I guess I could go and look, but
because 0.2 seconds is like not even a full second.
Yeah, I don't think it was 0.2 seconds.
That's what he said, though. That's what they said. They were like,
wait, "Let me see." Oh, it is okay. 0.2 seconds.
Yeah, 0.2 seconds.
So, what were they saying before?
He said he did that on purpose because he felt like that was, in his head, that was the amount of time he thought regular humans could maintain.
Oh, they were killed, the 299 after the deactivation.
Yeah. That's what I thought happened. Like, he activated it, bluffed it so they'll run away, and then he killed all the transfigured humans around. And then when he got back, he was kind of gassed, and then he saw that box, which I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of plot armor in the sense of you just see this random ass box on the ground and you don't back up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't back up, and then it opens up and he's still kind of looking at it. And then, like, I'm not going to say it's plot armor, because when he sees Ghetto, like the fake Ghetto, in his mind, he's like, I killed this dude. This is my best friend. Like, this is not making sense. And then his eyes are telling him, like, this is Ghetto. Like, his curse energy, everything about him is saying Ghetto. And he's like, my eyes don't lie to me. Like, my eyes are always 100% correct when I look at stuff. And they're telling me you're Ghetto, but I know that can't be true because I killed you. So who are you? And then he was like, well, you know, since you kind of figured it out, I'll tell you. You didn't dispose of his body correctly, so that allowed me to find his body and take it over. And yeah, now I'm going to trap you in this prison realm for like 100 years. Actually, no, 1,000 years, because I need you out the way, and then I'll let you out after, and you'll see the world is going to be basically controlled by cursed spirits. But we kind of already get a spoiler from the narrator that everything goes back to normal, because he was like, after 2 months, all the people in the train station was able to return to normal life.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, so it's like, I feel like they should have saved that for the end, but me just being a viewer, I'm like, okay, so that means whatever Shibuya fails, or it doesn't, you know, they don't get what they want done fully.
We know the world isn't destroyed, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. At the very curses least. Don't, yeah, curses don't fully take over.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Overall, the episode was great, though. I like the reveal. And then at the end, they were walking down the subway because, you know, the train had left. We didn't really talk about that, but Mahito put all those transfigured humans in the train, and that's when the train showed up, and they were like, oh, yes, finally, Mahito's here. And then Mahito also got the news that Hanami died, and he was like, what?
Wait, like, he's like, wait, really?
Yeah, and so... and then Gojo mentions Yuta, and how, like, he's super strong, and don't forget, like, even if you steal me away, there's somebody who can stop you. Don't forget about the guy who stopped that body. And he also said, like, he has bottomless or boundless curse energy. And then Kenjaku was like, I don't see what you see in him. Like, he doesn't have that drive, essentially. Like, yeah, he might have the talent.
It was something like, it was like, he kind of made it sound like it was like a one-off thing.
Yeah.
Like, he...
Which...
Yeah.
I feel like he could do it again if he wanted to.
I feel like he could, too.
So, I don't know. It was pretty cool. And then Gojo sealed away, and then Yuji gets the message from Mekamaru.
Yeah, that was weird. I need to know, like, where that came from.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I don't know. I might be right. Mekamaru did die off-screen. So, you know, when you die off-screen, you're not really dead.
I guess.
So,
I guess we'll see.
Mekamaru might still be there, or it might just, he was like, listen closely and hear me. Gojo Satoru.
Well, it was like, if sealed. You hear this, that means he's been sealed.
Yeah, so it might just be a message at the end.
Yeah. I guess we'll
so
see.
So, we'll find out. Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah. Gege really hates Gojo. When I was reading an article about it, like him not liking Gojo, and this was before everything that happened this week, obviously, but he was saying like how excited he was that Gojo was sealed, because he was like, yeah, like I went so long without having to draw him again.
Like, I don't know why he hates him. He made him. I do get, like, for plot reasons, like he can't be around all the time because he's so powerful.
Yeah,
and nobody can really stop him unless you like trick him, but it's hard to trick him. And the only reason he was tricked is because he failed to, or he didn't do his due diligence in what he was supposed to after a sorcerer dies, which is take them to the morgue and have their body actually, you know, looked over and everything. So,
like, he's not like, obviously he's like the strongest sorcerer in the world, but like, I also like that he's not like a perfect individual.
Yeah, know. He's overly cocky.
Like, he's
sometimes.
Made mistakes. Yeah.
Yeah. But he makes mistakes because he's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, I'll figure it out. Like, I'll get out of it. Like,
well,
even
it's like
then,
emotional
he
mistakes.
In... Yeah, but that's only one. That was literally just him seeing Ghetto. And it wasn't really emotional. I guess you could say it's emotional. No, but he was just trying to.
No, wait. Let me run down all his mistakes real quick. Okay, number one, in the premature death arc when he tires himself out and they stay at that little beach.
Oh yeah.
And then he comes back and then he gets clapped by Toji.
But that wasn't emotional. You wouldn't say that's emotional because he was letting what's her name live her life.
Yeah, I say that's an emotional mistake.
But like. I'm gonna be honest, that didn't really even make sense because they gave her the option anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. I think they did it just in case, you know, like they wanted her to have this good time, you know, no matter what she picked. Yeah, or at least Gojo did, because Geto was like, "We need to go back. Like, it's not. Yeah. We should stay here." They hung out all day.
Geto was trying to look out for Gojo because he was like, "Dude, you're getting tired. Like, I can tell you haven't turned off your thing. It was like 2 days, 3 days straight.
Something, yeah." And they got back, and then he got the first time. Yeah. Then he came back and killed him, obviously. So
that's one mistake.
Okay. And then the second one is during the prequel. What happens? Excuse me. During the prequel. No, not even during the prequel. Same time. He lets Geto go because he couldn't do it. He couldn't kill him.
Yeah.
Or capture him. Or anything. He didn't do anything. He just let him go.
Yeah, he just let him go, yeah.
And then the third time is the prequel. He doesn't give the body to get disposed of.
Yeah.
And then the fourth time is this.
I don't think this is an emotional mistake.
It was an emotional mistake.
Because it's like, bro, I do agree. It's like... First off, I think he should have backed up. Like, sometimes you see that fucking box.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, that box looked very weird.
Yeah, that just looks very sus. Like, back the fuck up. Like, what are we doing?
And did his eyes not tell him anything about the box?
I don't know. That too. He was just staring at the box. He was like, what is this? He didn't even say anything. He was just, like, kind of confused. And then it opened up with the eye. And then, because he had to stay within 1 meter for a whole minute. So technically, he literally could have just took like 2 steps back.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He did not move.
Like, he did not move at all. And then Kenjaku showed up as fake Geto. And he was like, the thing is, though, it only has to be a minute in his mind. So, I mean, we kind of can assume time works differently in Gojo's head. Like everything moves faster. To him, like he processes things way more quickly. And then when he saw him, like his whole life for all his memories and moments with Geto flash before his eyes. So that was like, I guess in his mind, that was like way more than a minute. That was like years worth of time. So I don't know. They didn't really explain that too well. They just said he was just like, it needs to be a minute in his mind. So I don't know if he's just saying like in his mind, it was just faster than a minute. Like we just need him to think for a minute. Because you know how sometimes time passes, like when you're not paying attention, you're like, damn, it's been like 30 minutes, but it's only felt like. So I think that's really what it was. It's probably not that time operates different to him. It's probably just that.
The latter.
So.
I think Geto has like.
I have my meeting. Sorry.
How long is that going to be?
You said 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. It might be shorter than that, honestly. We usually get off quicker. But pause. But
I'll be right back.
Oh, we were still talking about JJK. But
what were we talking about?
You were about to talk. You were talking about his emotional mishaps.
Oh.
And you named all of them, and you're just like, we were just talking about like how he didn't back up from the box, which was like very, I don't know. I thought that was kind of weird. Like I'll give plot armor on that, but him seeing Geto and not really like trying to, you know, figure out, like think about how this could have happened. Like I'm okay with that, but I'm not okay with him not backing up from the box. That didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. I don't get the box part. I think he was really just betting on him being so confused at Geto. Which he was, it makes sense.
Because if it was simultaneous, okay. But it wasn't. It was like the box was there, then it opened, and then he was just looking, and then he showed up. Like, it was too much time in between each event for him to still be that close to it.
Maybe in real time, it was like a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it was like they threw the box, then the box opened immediately or something. And he's like, yo, and he hears his voice, and he's like, what? You know.
And he looks like he's behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other one, he was standing next to the box. He was behind the box in the anime.
He wasn't
behind him, which was like even more, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, because you had to look back.
This makes more sense, though, because like he's stuck between the box and the and Ghetto. So it's like in the anime, Ghetto was standing behind the box when it opened.
Okay. So yeah, then he's trapped. There's that. I wonder why the thing Kenjaku doesn't try to take Gojo's body. I also don't know if is it just on corpses? I don't know how
he probably works. Can't touch him. He still has infinity.
That's true. That's true. That's funny. They just can't.
I think
kill
he was
him.
Gonna take Mekamaru's body. Remember, he was like, maybe I could. Because remember, he like said something real quick, and then he was like, nah, because he was like, he's special. He might have special grade capabilities. But then he was like, nah.
That's what he was trying to say? I remember him saying, maybe he could use him.
Yeah, or something.
But I thought he was saying maybe it was a shame that he wasn't on their side or something. I didn't really take it that way, but maybe looking back, he could have meant that. I don't know. I wouldn't trade Ghetto for Mekamaru, though.
Yeah.
If I had to pick bodies.
Given, I don't know, because Mekamaru is kind of crazy, too. Like, he can use curse energy from miles away and control things. Like, he has infinite spy capabilities. Like, he's the perfect spy, and you would never know he's there.
That's true.
Because it doesn't really seem like he uses Ghetto's powers at all.
We haven't even seen him fight.
Yeah. So.
Once at all. I think he's also been trying to stay hidden. That might be part of it, too.
Yeah, that's too, yeah.
But he said he can use the same techniques.
All his techniques.
So, yeah. Only thing about Ghetto, though, we never knew if he... No, he didn't have a domain expansion. He probably would have used it if he had it.
Oh, but I think it takes time. I don't think he learned one yet.
Yeah, that's
You're talking about when he fought Rika?
Yeah.
Rita or whatever?
Yeah,
he probably would have.
He probably would have used it if he had it.
Man, so that would have just got overpowered, though, I feel like.
Instantly. What if he had a domain expansion?
Yeah, and he tried to use it against Yuta?
Well, he's...
Because it's like, if you're stronger, if you're strong... No, but Yuta had Rika, and that's endless, like, boundless curse energy. So you put me in this, I'm going to definitely overtake it and kill you. It was like, if you get your thing overtaken, it's a guaranteed loss.
I guess, yeah. I guess if Yuta pulled out the domain expansion. That was it. The only other thing
GJK.
I could think of for Gojo, another moment where he, like, an emotional mistake was probably when he was in that church. And he was saying, like, well, let's just kill
everybody. Yeah, but that wasn't a mistake. He was like, we could kill everybody right now. He was like, he was asking Ghetto, like, hey, do you want to kill everybody? And then he was like, it doesn't really matter. We could, you know, like, ah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then,
well, Ghetto said, no, you shouldn't kill everyone.
Yeah, you shouldn't kill everyone. And he was like, all right, well, let's leave then.
But I just thought that was another example of, like, not being completely in control of emotion.
But I feel like emotions. He was in control, though, because he just asked. He was just like, what do you want to do?
I mean, he asked, but who brings that question up unless you're thinking of doing it?
I don't know, man.
He could have been Ghetto.
He could have been Ghetto. But...
I don't know. That's all I got.
But I don't think he ever hated humans, though. He didn't come to the conclusion, like, non-sorcerers are the problem because they're creating these... He didn't think that way, though. He never once was like, non-sorcerers are the problem because they're creating the cursed spirits that are causing the problems.
Right. I mean, before he was kind of just like, the strong shouldn't have to take care of the weak.
Yeah, yeah. But not, like, kill all the weak, though. He was just like, hey, if it's a problem, I shouldn't have to protect you.
Yeah.
Protect yourself.
Yeah, it was more of, like, I shouldn't have to, like, hide myself or, like, put a barrier over the area to protect weaker people. Like, why do I have to go out of my way to do that? But, let's see. How'd you feel about Bleach this week?
It was getting back to, like, the things I like. You know, like, the beginning of the episode was really good. It was like a flashback to Yowich talking to Squad Zero. He's the captain of Squad Zero, right? That guy?
Wait, Squad Zero?
Yeah. The captain of Squad Zero was the guy that...
I don't know if he's necessarily the captain. I don't know. I don't think there's a captain, but I think he's, like, the main guy, I guess.
Okay, so it showed them talking at a table and coming to, like, a agreement, basically saying, like, you guys handle the world of the living, and we'll handle, the Soul Society or whatever? The World of the Dead or something like that? And...
Yeah, I think they were just having the talks about Quincy versus Soul Reapers and, like...
Yeah, they were coming to terms of agreement. Like, you guys just work, you know, you take care of what happens in the living world, and we'll do what we do here in the Soul world or whatever. And, Yowich was like, no, you're trying to trick me or something. Like, this is not real. You're doing this so I can let my guard down. And then it was, like, weird because Yowich had, I guess, part of the Soul King abilities. He was like, I'm taking your arm or the Soul King's arm from you or something like that.
They said he was the Soul King's son, right?
Yeah, or his eyes. I don't know. He was just saying, like, father. I don't know if he's his son. It was... I should have went back and watched it again, but they were having a back and forth, and then his eyes became like four eyes, but it was still two eyes. He had two irises and
like
each.
Two pupils.
And then so did the other dude from Squad Zero. He had a hand and he had an eye on his hand, and they were using like crazy powers. And he was like, "I'm taking this from you because you misused it or something." And then it just
took like
them.
Yeah, he like said he took his eyes.
Yeah, he took his eyes. Like, took won't his, get these eyes
the arm
anymore.
Or something.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Ever since I'm glad he took those eyes because now I'm not blinded by like something, and I can see like what's true." It doesn't even really seem like Yowich wants to kill the Soul King. I just feel like he wants to reform the way the Soul Society is.
It kind of made him look like a bratty son. Did anything.
But I don't know if they said he was his son. He was just like my father.
I swear he said something. Yeah, like something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like he said son and father, something like that. But I don't know if he's the king or if he's the Soul King's son.
Because didn't they also
he
call
might
him
be
a
if
prince?
Everybody has. I don't know if he said prince. I mean, he is the king, Quincy King, so maybe. So who was the king before him?
I don't know. I thought they called Yowich like the prince.
Can we get those panels for what we're talking about?
I don't even know if it's in the manga is the thing. I didn't see it in the manga, I feel like.
Okay.
Like it's just fighting.
So yeah, I mean that was interesting, but then it cuts back to him. Then it got to the parts that I don't like. They like introduce some more comedy. That one dude, what's his name? Like Godo? Is that his name? Godo
that sounds right.
Godo showed up and he was like, "You guys are leaving without me. You need someone, an expert like me, to get you guys to the Soul Palace or the Royal Palace." And he was like, "I can do it." He was like, "Your sister did it, not you." He was like, "Yeah, but I'm an expert too." And then he was like, "All right, hop in." And then the takeoff was horrible. Like that shit was all over the place, but it worked.
It was like an S.
So they shot up and now they're on their way there. And then they're just talking and they're like reminiscing about how all the missions they went on, like all four of them or all five of them, or Hime, Chad, Ichigo, Godo, and then I forgot the guy's name.
Yuryu.
Yeah, Yuryu. And how like they're always working together. And they were just saying like, "Dang, he's not here with us." And Ichigo's like, "Well, we're going to get there and we're going to kick his butt and bring him back. So we'll all be together again." And then it cut back to the Squad Zero, like I guess she uses
the threads.
Yeah, she's like, she can create clothes and stuff. She was fighting, and it's kind of crazy how Yowich can literally just summon any Quincy he wants through his body, like instantly. Like
he just like threw him out a Yu-Gi-Oh card, like a Bakugan or something.
They just pop up. And then he did the one with like the two tongues and her thing. I'm not gonna lie, their powers are kind of lame. Yeah, like their powers are
silly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not. I mean, don't like the alphabet thing. It's getting played out to me. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just like, all right.
I don't even know how far we've gotten into the alphabet at this point. Like, have we seen? Well, obviously,
I feel like we've seen pretty much every year. We must have seen like at least because what there's 27 letters right in the alphabet.
Yeah.
So we've seen at least 15.
Something like
Sternritters, at least. So he's got to be out of letters by now.
He chose
if he starts
to do
doing
this.
Numbers.
Okay, he chose to write this way.
Yeah, yeah. So this wind thing pops up. Her power is kind of cool. Like anything that tries to it bends around her. Like anything that's trying to attack her.
She's like
and
Gojo.
So, yeah, yeah.
Kinda.
But she lost. She got freaking tied up in a garment. And squeeze to death or poke to death.
She needles. Also reminded me of the character from JoJo, I think it's part 4, with Josuke.
Ooh, with his tongue?
Not the tongue, but the Josuke's like best friend, the guy with like the mohawk or whatever, and he like has like the space power with his stand. Like he like swipes the air and then like deletes space.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking
part
about?
Part 4?
I think, yeah, the Diamond Unbreakable one. I forgot his, I don't know his name, though. Is it this guy? It's this guy with the mohawk. Well, that's One Piece. But this guy.
Oh, okay.
His power is, like, he could, like, swipe away, like,
space. Does he
space.
Open space? That's what he does?
I swear that was his power. Is it okay?
I thought he had, like, dollar signs or something. And punched.
That sounds familiar, too. Let me see. The mirror, the hand cuts out or scrapes away space and replaces
it with
redistributed neighboring space or eradicates it. Like that's what it reminded me of. But I haven't watched that in a while. I haven't watched JoJo in a while.
Okay, okay.
That was cool. Because like not only could she not be touched, but she could also
just put her hand by you and or any of her body by you and it'll make you bend. And she like made their body separate. But then she got clapped fairly quickly. Yeah. And then Yowich was like, all right, well, that's not my... I got my Royal Guard. He calls out his, like, the top Quincy's, which doesn't make sense to me. Like, Grimmie should be in this... But I guess Grimmie is just,
Grimmie's
like,
just crazy.
Yeah, he's just crazy. Like, you can't control him. So he's like, yeah, I can't give you that much power. But I feel like Grimmie should be on this squad. I mean, really, Grimmie could just make all this... This is why I don't like that he was introduced as a character. Because he could just literally, whatever Yowich wants to do, Grimmie can make it. Just imagine that is done and is done, you know? But
like he could imagine all these powers.
He could just imagine we're at the Soul Kingdom and you're talking to the Soul King and it's happening. Okay, what do you want? What do you want to do to the Soul King? Oh, I want to kill him. I imagine that you killed the Soul King. The Soul King's dead. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should just be like, I don't know. I don't know why. It's I don't. They shouldn't have made him as a character. Like, I like his character, but it's just like, I feel like that's a huge plot.
That's an issue of broken characters
in the show because he literally can just end the show or get whatever needs to be done to be done. But I guess that's why they made him like crazy, or not like. I don't know. I guess his whole thing was like he doesn't really listen to anybody or he does what he wants. And that's why he was locked up. But like, how do you even lock him up if he can just imagine being free? Unless it's something that can like stop his powers. Like they put him in a hollow jail or a hollow, you know, like a hollowified chamber. So he can't use his Quincy powers.
This is just something that's going to haunt us for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
We don't know. We're never going to find out, probably.
But these dudes were pretty cool. He pulled out Thor. He pulled out a freaking sniper. The sniper dude was hilarious because I thought he actually killed old girl. Like
I thought he did, too.
He was like, boom, headshot. I'm like, dang, oh, my God. So they're really, like, I was like, they're really him. Like, they're really like that. Okay. But then she was like, that was an illusion. This is not real. I was just stalling time so we could make this cage. And then it showcased, like, pretty much everybody's true powers. We already knew a couple of their powers. Like, we saw hers, the one with the water, or he had, like, the spa or whatever. I mean, we haven't seen his power. But we also find out the woman that makes all the food and stuff, she makes it from her own body. Like, she grows all the food from her body and then uses it to cook. which is, I guess, kind of cool. And then she made a tree. The tree absorbs Reishi, and it uses Reishi to get stronger. So, like, when he was shooting the tree was just absorbing, basically using it as energy to get stronger. And it was like, yeah, every time you shoot the tree, you're just giving it more energy, and you're making it adapt quicker. And so they're stuck in there. They're fighting. And then Odu showed up, the guy who creates the... He's the coolest to me, the black dude with the sword. He's creator. Yeah, he's the blacksmith, and he creates all the Zanpakutos.
I was surprised by him. I was like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, he was like, I can't send this one down because there's no sheath that can hold it. It's like too sharp or something. But it was, he was also saying, like, the sword isn't stable in the hilt. Like, it was, like, wobbly. And then he just was like, all right, well, let me just, you know, go to work. And he just, like, chopped up Thor instantly.
Yeah.
Freaking chopped up like the sniper dude. Yeah. Like three of them. Just completely immobilized all of them. And then Yowish threw something out that allowed him to teleport through the tree and get closer. And they were like, ah, dang, I didn't think you could do that. And that's where the episode kind of just ends. But I think this is where it's going to get, like, the animation is going to get kind of crazy. Like, the fights are really going to, like, this is what they've been saving most of the animation for, is for this fight. And then whenever, I'm pretty sure Ichigo and Yuri are going to fight too. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's, like, the final battle.
Do you think that Ichigo and them will get them before or after Yowich battle is over?
I think right when it ends.
Okay.
Either it's going to be like, they're going to, either Swazero is going to start losing, or there's going to be like kind of like a stalemate, and then Ichigo turns up and he turns the tide, like he makes it so they can win.
Then another thing about the pacing, there's a whole part here that isn't in the anime yet. Like, they, like there's a part with this guy, but, like, I guess it's going to show his power, but it's not, like, Yowich hasn't even left the cage yet.
Yeah, y'all was just left the cage before
anyone
said anything about what they can do. Because we only seen two of them. We don't even know what Thor's power is. We just know he's strong as hell.
That might just be it. I don't know. I mean, he might be dead. Isn't he dead?
I mean, possibly. He might be dead, but he was like, there's no way you just killed him. Oh, so I think he's like, I don't know. He might pop back up on some, I don't know. It looked like he just killed two of them, though.
These basically characters just keep getting introduced and killed. Like, this guy died.
Yeah, instantly. Instantly. Yeah. The one that can, like, crush things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died, yeah.
So I guess we'll see. And this guy, he's been in it for a while. It's just he hasn't fought anybody.
Oh, well, we've seen him multiple times.
Yeah, like, he talked about Grammy a little bit. Like, he was, like, a little bit of a narrator.
Oh, with the goggles.
I think so. Was he, like, sitting on a couch or something? I don't remember.
Yeah,
he was, like,
somebody was sitting on the couch just watching. He was like, oh, they let Grimmy out.
Yeah, yeah, like, he had the binoculars. This would be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that means Yowich must have went to them and said, all right, hop in my body and we're about to leave. Because how did they get to him? You're like, how did that dude get to him? Maybe off screen, he showed back up to the palace. He was like, all right, you ready to go up top or something like that?
Yeah, maybe that's what they were fighting for, honestly. Like, trying to get credit so they could come with him up to the Royal Palace, because he was like, oh, I was picked. Like, I gotta really show out. Because I was picked to go here. So, I don't know. That's all I got. We'll see. We'll see him next episode. And I'm sure the Yowich fight will also happen. I can also see that guy not really fighting Yowich, though. For some reason.
Oh, the bearded. I think he'll fight again. I think it'll be, this is like a segue or a side note. I looked at the comments because you posted that clip about me talking about Ishida, right? That's his name?
Wait, you talking about
the kid?
Hitsugaya and Rukia?
No, Hitsugaya and, yeah, Rukia. And he was like, if Hitsugaya went up there, he'll be as strong as the cap, or he'll be like the ice version of the fire dude who's the leader of
the general.
Was the general. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that what he was saying in the comments?
Yeah, one person did say that.
See, man, I'm like, I think his potential is like way past hers, respectfully. And then somebody was saying, like, we haven't seen his true Bankai yet. Why? I ain't gonna lie, bro. What is all this? This is not his true Bankai. Like, we got, what's his name? He had his Bankai for years. was Renji, right? And it's like, yeah, that's not really your true Bankai. Like, you're not using him fully. That's not his real name.
So, same thing with Ichigo,
too. Yeah, like, this is not your real Bankai. You're, all right, like, bro. It's giving me Dragon Ball Z Super Saiyan level up, another one. But in a worse way. It's like, this is not, I don't know. Because, like, at least with Super Saiyan, it's like, all right, they got stronger, so now it's another Super Saiyan. But this is just like, you're not using the full capabilities. Here, let me unlock it. And they didn't really do much to unlock it. It's just like, I mean, I guess they trained a little bit, but they didn't, the training isn't what made them unlock it. It's the extra knowledge they got. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's stuff you don't know. But now that you know it, you can use it. Whereas with Super Saiyan, it's like, you can't use it because you're not strong enough. You train stronger to get stronger. Now you can, you know, go to the next level.
They could, like, they kind of did some of both. I guess it was like, yeah, the part where them, like, knowing, like, the true name and stuff, I think that was just, like, sitting down with the guy. And then they also trained
physically. I mean, they did train to get stronger, yeah. They did train to get stronger, too.
I see what you're saying.
But no amount of training would have allowed them to reach their true Bankai, though, is what I'm saying. So it's just like,
two levels of training in Bleach.
Yeah.
Book smarts and physical smarts, whatever.
But it's like, how would they ever know that?
They never would have, probably.
Yeah, they never would have got that information.
Who knows? This arc just seems like a lot of randomness.
It feels like a lot of fan service. I'm just here for the ride. Yeah, I'm just here for the fights at this point. It just feels like a lot of fan service. Because he did take that huge hiatus, remember?
Yeah.
They were saying, like, the creator didn't like where to, like, the direction that the publishing or whatever was making him go with the show, so he didn't like writing it. But then he got his newfound interest and he got back most of his creative control, and I feel like he's just been doing a lot of fan service to bring a lot of people back. So yeah,
and I get that. He then also just threw like a very big roster as well to fight them,
yeah,
with all the letters and stuff. But yeah, hopefully Thor isn't dead. Maybe we'll see more of him.
Yeah. I did hear we get to see more Kenpachi, though, and him actually using his Bankai.
Yeah, for sure. They gotta do that.
So I'm hyped for that.
And I'll believe Hitsugaya is strong when I see it. Right now, I'm still Team Rukia, so it's whatever. What was I gonna say? I only got, like, 10 more minutes at most.
Okay. Talk about Zom. I'm not gonna lie. We can talk about Rurouni, but Zom was pretty straightforward. Like, he literally just was building a treehouse. He had a heart to heart with this old ass dude who killed his family, and he was like, damn, when I get to see my parents, I'm gonna tell them they meant the world to me and that I appreciate everything they did. And then he got there and said that, and his dad was just like, you're doing too much. Let your friends rest. And then he sat and ate with his mom. I didn't finish the episode, so I don't know if his dad actually came back to him and was like, I appreciate
you didn't finish it?
Yeah, I didn't finish it. It's like 5 minutes left. But is that what happened at the end? Him and his dad actually sat down and they talked and...
No, that's not what happened. It's more of like a son-dad that don't really talk like that. Like, you gotta watch it. Like, I feel like it was very, like, relatable in a way. Like, a son-father dynamic. And also the dad has, like, a thing, too. Like, a secret, so... You'll see.
Okay.
And then there's another character at the end that, like, previews the next episode. Like, what's it going to be about?
That we'll see next for, like, episode. 4 weeks. Yeah.
So...
Alright. Yeah. But Rurouni was good. Rurouni was good.
I was going to ask about... did you watch the Malevolent finale?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's the finale?
Was the finale.
Like, it's for the season or the show?
The season. I don't know if the show is over, but the season's over.
Okay.
But that
I didn't check it out.
That was okay. That was heartfelt. But Rurouni, we just had Kenshin fight. I forgot his name. Off the top of my head, but you know what I'm talking about. The Oni, Wabin, whatever, leader.
Oni
Wabin. It was a good fight.
It was a good fight. He had a Kadachi. He didn't have a katana. He had like a mini. It was like bigger than a dagger, but yeah, smaller than a. And he's a Kenpo master too. And he was doing Kenshin kind of dirty. I ain't gonna lie. When Kenshin figured out he's changing his reach. So if my reach is the same, then I can get to him. And they were dueling, going back and forth. And then he actually put Kenshin on the ground. Like, he cut, like, across his chest. And the little kid was like, I'll kill you. You can't do this. Kenshin, get up. And then he was like, I'm not going to kill a kid, but I like your passion. So when you get older, come find me. Did he say that? He was like along those lines, though. He was like, if you want to come kill me when you get older.
I feel like he said something like that. Like, he couldn't, yeah, like, kill a kid or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, he was like, this is not a play. I'm not going to kill a kid, but if you really want to fight me that bad, get stronger and you can come back and avenge your master or whatever. And then Kenshin popped back up. He was like, ah, your morale made me get back up. I'm not going to die here. I got to save so-and-so and so-and-so. And then he also gave a little speech to the leader. Was like, you say you're, like, you don't fight for anything other than to have power. Like, you don't use your strength to make a difference. And he was like, what are you fighting for right now? Do you want to kill me because you want to show that the revolutionists or whatever are stronger or they're better or something? Like, it doesn't really matter anymore. Like, it's already happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were to kill me, it wouldn't change anything. So, I don't know. And then they fought. He ended up winning. And then old dude came down with a Gatling gun. It was like, I'm going to kill both of you.
That was my favorite part. Because he was like, what am I going to do? Like, I got the infamous Kenshin and this other strong dude. Like, how do I get rid of both of them? And he's like, oh, yeah. I have an idea. And then he pulls out the Gatling gun.
Yeah, and he got it from the USA, too. It said he got it from America.
Yeah.
Imported. And they were saying that he wants to be the dealer of death. So basically drugs and guns and weapons. He wants to deal anything that can kill people. Which is crazy.
Hey, man.
And then so he pulls the Gatling gun out. He starts shooting. They're dodging the bullets. And then Sanosuke wakes back up, and he's downstairs with the other Kenpo guy and the big muscly dude who looks like a JoJo character. And they're like, yeah, we're done fighting, but we're going to go upstairs to see what's going on. And then that's when the guy starts shooting, and then they're dodging the bullets. And then he actually got shots off on the leader. He, like, shot him in the leg and the arm, and he's, like, on the ground. And then he was just about to, like, finish him off. And then the big muscly dude just jumped in front of the bullets and just took, like, 20 shots.
Sure,
like,
he's dead.
Yeah, I'm like, this dude has to be dead, bro. There's no way he's alive. Like, he has to be dead. And then the episode just ended. But it was a pretty good episode. The action, the animation looked good. The fighting looked good.
And he talked about... did you say, like... Cause I was trying to catch up because it's been a while since I watched it. Did you say how, like, he was knocked out?
Oh, yeah, he knocked him out.
And he hit him in the throat twice or something.
Yeah. And he was like, I was unconscious for, like, 2 minutes or something. He was like, yeah. He was like, why didn't you deal the finishing blow? He was like, I have no need to kill you. You already lost. Like, you're a smart man.
They got up and punched him in the face.
And he was like, he punched him. He was like, I'll still chase you. Like, why don't you kill me? I'm going to always chase you. He was like, that's fine, I guess. I'll just kick your ass every time. Maybe, I guess that's like, if you chase me, I'm not going to kill you. I'll just beat you up and then leave again. So.
Yeah, and then he went unconscious because he was already like, it says something about, like, his throat being hurt or something. Like, he had to take a deep breath to punch him, and then he just, like, knocked out.
Out again. But then he got back up again.
Yeah, yeah. He said, I must have fallen. And then he was talking about how, I think Kenshin asked him, like, you must have had offers to be, like, a military officer or something.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you do it?
He was like, yeah, but I couldn't leave my squad.
My crew
they didn't get
of weirdos.
Yeah. He's like, if I would have left, where'd that leave them?
That's true. I respect it. I like his character.
Yeah, he didn't seem like a bad guy. He's just on, like, they're both on different sides of, like, Kenshin was like, we're both trying to put the safety and the not the safety, but the best interest of the of everybody that lives in the country. And even though we have different opinions, we're kind of fighting for the same thing, just in different ways. Like, he feels one government is better and Kenshin feels the other government type is better. He's like, we're both trying to fight for the best interests of the people of Japan or whatever. But he was like, you kind of got away from that because you don't even fight for anything. You just want to kill people that are weak. Like, you're working for a drug lord. Like, what the heck? Like, where have your ideologies gone?
You say you just fighting. because you know, yeah. Well, he said they were just doing it because everyone else from his group walked away. Yeah. And these four were the only ones left, and they like devoted themselves to him, and all they know is fighting and killing.
Yeah, and killing. Yeah.
So they're like, I guess they didn't want to go off, and I don't know what are even the jobs of this era, like the regular Joe Schmo jobs.
Oh, probably like farmers,
fishing or farming or something.
Yeah, farming. You know, like livestock. You got restaurants still. You got people that make goods.
True.
Medicine, doctor, you know, just regular job, yeah.
This little dude, he could have been a hunter. This guy, he could have, I don't know, been in the circus or something. This guy could have also been, honestly, these three all could have been in the circus of some kind. Or some kind of performance art, entertainment. Like, this dude blows fire at his mouth. This dude has a giant ball on a chain. And this dude just can, like, change faces. This guy could have done something. I don't know. I guess they all just wanted to kill people, though. Or just fight. I mean, this is all they... I don't know how that feels, obviously. I don't know how it feels. Maybe it's the same with, like, boxers and stuff. Like, all I know is boxing. Or all I know is playing football or basketball or whatever. So...
Yeah.
I'm just continue. So, I like this character. And then he pulled out with the giant gun.
Oh, yeah. I think what's her name is going to come out the room and stab the dude in the back to save everybody. Yeah. Because how are they going to get to him? He has that Gatling gun, unless he runs out of ammo. And he was like, I'm not even trying to shoot you. I'm just trying to torture you.
Yeah. He was just playing around.
Yeah.
He said 200 shots a minute. And then I looked it up because it was saying, it had a small, not a note, but he said, like, this is the gun that helps in the Civil War or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up and it did not end the Civil War. It said it had, like, no real contribution to the war. No.
Dang.
The guy who made it, I thought his last name was Gatling.
Wait,
I
the Civil War first. In Japan or in the U.S.?
In the U.S.
I thought you were talking about in Japan.
No, he's talking about the U.S.
Okay.
Because I forgot the guy's name who made it. Who made the Gatling gun. Oops, I cannot spell. His name is like Jordan Gatlin or something. Richard Jordan Gatling. But it said that he made it like to as like a, I want to say like art, but like something to show that war is like futile or something like that. Like he made it to like make us some kind of statement, but like it was never actually used to like beat the, like, I don't know, end the war or anything like that. I just thought that was interesting. But yeah, that's all I got. I assume this guy's dead.
Yeah, I do too. Unless he gets like some crazy, I don't know, some feat of strength that just allows him. I mean, his hands were broken and now they're fine, so I don't know.
That's true. Who knows? Yeah, I think that's all I got. You didn't watch Malevolent.
Yeah, I mean, I'll check it out. We can talk about it next week.
The ending was cute. Cute ending.
But they fell in love even more.
I wouldn't say they fell in love. It's a slow burn of love. they might like actually fall in love in like three seasons.
Oh, you think so? You don't think it's? I think next season. They already like each other a lot.
Can I spoil it?
Go ahead. Yeah, I don't mind.
They held hands at the end.
Oh wow, holding hands. I mean, they were about to kiss, weren't they?
When were they about to kiss?
Remember they were in, like, they were cleaning up, or they weren't about to kiss, but he was, like, on top of her. And then that's when what's-her-name showed up. She was like, what are you doing? What are you guys doing here? So I think they were, like, low-key about to kiss or something.
I thought they were going to kiss at the end of this episode, but she just, like, grabbed his hand and walked. Yeah. Like, they, like, saw,
I mean,
like,
he's always holding her anyway. So holding hands is, like, whatever.
That's true.
Like, what?
But they're not married yet. So.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was a decent ending.
He's the only one that can stop her from going full-fledged God.
Yeah. And then Zom, that ending was good. I'm just disappointed that it's on hiatus. I think that's this.
Yeah.
Oh, it says right here. Thanks for watching Zom 100 Episode 9. Check out our official accounts for updates about Episode 10 through 12. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Same. You're okay. Going crazy in the group chat over 2K.
What happened in 2K?
Tier list things. Like, who's better?
Like, in the, like, my player or, like, regular players?
Yeah, in the my player.
Oh. Oh, like, y'all my players? Or, like...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's fine. All right. Well, thank you for listening to episode 45 of Week in Weeps. We'll be back again. And, honestly, our shows are low-key ending, and I don't think we have any new ones picked.
Yeah. I don't know what's coming back. I know that in November, I think, the Attack on Titan final.
The final part three, part four.
Yeah.
The half.
So that'll be good. Blue Lock. You didn't watch Blue Lock. You should watch Blue Lock, though. I think that's coming back.
I've heard good things.
That show was amazing.
Okay. I'm
Let's
trying
see,
to think.
Season two.
What's that show? There was a couple shows that were on my radar. I think one's like Kaiju number 8. I think one's like called like Kaiju number 8, and then another one is called Solo Leveling.
Damn, they talking about it's not coming. Oh yeah, that I saw you send me that. They said Blue Lock's not coming back until possibly like May of 2025.
Damn.
Or no, okay. 2024. I mean.
Okay.
What else was I watching? When is World? There's no date on World Trigger. I know you didn't watch that yet.
No, I haven't.
What about Tier Eternity? Did you watch season two?
No, not yet.
When is this coming back? March 2020.
I've been reading Kagurabashi.
Yeah, I'll just see what's coming up for fall, winter, animes.
I wonder what did you ever watch Fire Force?
I tried it. I couldn't do it. That fan service
really?
Shit is. It's a girl in there. Her whole thing is literally she has the ability.
I know what you're talking about.
Of luck, and she gets naked.
Yeah.
And it's like. Like, why? Like, what is this? Like, what are we. Like, why?
She's literally just a fan service character.
Yeah. And they use her to help the plot. Because they'll be in bad situations and they'll be like, oh, she has like this lucky charm thing to get us out. And it's like, alright. I guess.
Once I got, like, the first season, once I got to, like, the end, like, the last, like, four episodes, I feel like I was hooked in. But, like, majority of the season, I was kind of like, eh, I still don't see the appeal.
Yeah, the fights are good, though.
Yeah, the animation's pretty good. All right. I'm in this.
All right.